Welcome to Review Set Scared with Jess and Blair. I'm Jess.
I'm Blair.
Blair, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. Thank you. We're officially a month into 2024 and on to our very first bonus episode of 2024. Very excited to get our selection show for February underway. For those of you who have listened to the podcast before, every month we spin the wheel of fate to decide which movie we will be reviewing. 2024, we're going to try and do things a little bit differently. February has four Mondays, so Blair is going to choose two movies, and I'm going to choose two movies. So without further ado, let's start with the theme for the month.
Let's do it.
One that we actually had written down for last year, but didn't get around to. So one that we've been wanting to do for a while. And the theme for February is based on a true story.
Yes, sir.
I think this theme is pretty self-explanatory. Whether it be word for word or inspired by a true story or loosely based on true events, we'll be looking at four films that are rooted around real life events. So, Blairski.
Yes, sir.
Without further ado, why don't you list your first movie for February?
All right. I do want to say, though, like when I was trying to figure out which two movies I was going to pick, I didn't realize how many horror movies were based on true events. It's wild, man.
Yeah, and you had it narrowed down to three for a while and up until today. Mm-hmm. But you are going to see your two, but I want to hear the one that didn't make the list as well.
All right. So, I narrowed it down to three.
Yeah.
I have my two. My number three that did not make it, I will not be picking it, is Annabelle.
Okay.
Just the original Annabelle from the Conjuring universe. I am not going to pick it, but definitely based on a true story.
Absolutely.
But without further ado, my friend, the movie The Strangers.
Oh, excellent. Yep.
This movie, which follows a couple being psychologically terrorized by three masked intruders, largely drew inspiration from three break-ins, including the Manson family murders and the Keddie Cabin murders. I am actually going to be picking the second movie of the series. So I'm going to be picking The Strangers Prey at Night.
Okay.
The whole series is based on the true events, so it doesn't matter which one I pick. You don't have to see the first one to understand the second one.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it in a long time, so I want to watch it.
Awesome. And I know that you are a huge fan of the Strangers franchise. Mm-hmm. So excited for that first pick. Good pick.
I was also thinking that might be an option for our next watch party.
Ooh,
because it's another fun slasher movie. I think it might be a fun to have a watch party on that, but we'll discuss it later.
Good call. I'm going to list off my first choice. In my opinion, this is one of the scariest movies I've seen in recent years. Mm-hmm. My wife is not someone that scares easily, and she thought the same with this movie. It's such a great film, and it's The Conjuring. The Conjuring is inspired by real-life events of the Perrin family, their haunted 18th-century Rhode Island farmhouse, and the paranormal investigation by Ed and Lorraine Warren. I am so excited for this movie.
I am too, man.
It's great. It's scary. There's some fantastic shots. One of my favorite horror movie shots is in this movie. I cannot wait to watch The Conjuring.
I'm not even going to ask you right now what it is. I guess we'll get there when we watch
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I'm excited to revisit that movie. It's been a long time.
Awesome. Okay, Blairski, what is your last pick for the month of February?
My last pick is going to be the original Amityville Horror.
Yes. Okay. Excellent.
Inspired by the true experiences of the Lutz family. In the movie, a couple decides to purchase a home in Amityville that discounted after former tenant shot six members of his family. 13 months before. And paranormal events start happening. So that's actually Rachel's favorite horror movie.
No way. Excellent pick. I believe that is also another case that may or may not have been investigated by Ed and Lorraine Warren.
It definitely was investigated by them. Yeah.
Also a great movie that could potentially be a watch party movie.
Now I'll have to check. I don't think we've covered it before. I can't remember. A part of me thinks we might've already covered it, but a part of me doesn't. So I'm going to have to look back. So if we haven't covered it, we're definitely doing the original. If we have covered it, we'll do the remake.
You're thinking like as far as reviewing it goes.
Yeah, as far as reviewing it.
We have not reviewed it yet.
Okay, well, then we're going to.
Excellent. I'm excited about that one. Okay, for my last pick of February, I'm going to go a little bit darker, a little bit more dramatic. I'm going to go with Monster. Of course, Charlize Theron gives an Oscar-winning performance American serial killer Elaine Wuornos. Eileen Wuornos. American serial killer, as mentioned. Also, Christina Ricci gives a fantastic performance in this one as well. It's not your traditional horror movie. It's more of a dramatic piece, but it's obviously about one of America's most well-known serial killers, and it's just a fantastic movie. And
it is quite disturbing.
It's
quite
painfully, disturbing. And Charlize Theron is unrecognizable in this movie. She's brilliant.
She really is. Yeah, and as you said, so is Christina Ricci. They're both great in everything they do.
Yeah, really excited to watch that one as well. I'm excited for this month.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
This is going to be a very strong, fun month, methinks.
Methinks you're right.
Methinks. So I suppose the next time you'll be seeing and hearing our beautiful voices will be for the first episode of February. But until then, this has been Reviews That Scare with Jess and Blair. I'm Jess.
I'm Blair. Remember to stay scary.
And eat every sandwich.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Reviews That Scare. Make sure you check out our Linktree at linktree.com/reviewsthatscare. That's linktr.ee/reviewsthatscare, which has links to our Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, Twitch, and many other things. If you'd like to email us, you can reach us at reviewsthatscare@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay scary and eat every sandwich.
A proud member of Pod Nation TV.